this must have been a funny episode for you because you watched a lot of CSI, and Paul Guilfoyle, he's William Peterson's boss on CSI.
Yes.
When he was middle-aged. But in this episode of Vice, he's much younger, has a little bit more hair. He's playing this really sleazy avant-garde artist.
At first I was just like, so flabbergasted that this is the boss from CSI who plays such a straight character, like a straight man character on that show. And yet here he is, he's an eccentric artist. He's not just a pornography director. He is like a true artiste, I guess. Like, he is Andy Warhol, but straight and evil is how I would probably explain it.
So in another example, the sort of rip from the headlines approach, the thing about Miami in the mid-80s is that it was starting to also become a place for pornography to be produced. Miami Vice had a very big influence in the 1980s on the world of pornography. There are a lot of porno films from the 80s that feel a lot like Miami Vice in terms of the, you know, Jan Hammer-ish music and the color schemes. There is a triple X feature from 1985 called Miami Vice Girls, and also one from 1986 called Miami Spice, which was popular enough to get a sequel. Paul Guilfoyle is playing an avant-garde artist now making violent pornography that he presents as possibly being real. And despite his clear scumminess, it's kind of hard to determine how much of that is an act. So this character seems to be alluding to art world types who ventured into pornography and performance art in the 1980s, like Nick Zedd and Richard Kern. They were provocateurs who subscribed to an art movement that Zedd coined the name of, called the Cinema of Transgression. Again, how Vice is doing rip from the headline stuff without actually naming names. I don't think that this is supposed to be a thinly veiled account of people like Richard Kern or Nick Zedd, but it certainly is inspired by that kind of person. And also the kind of sort of the arts movement in the 80s of people who were trying to be deliberately provocative and then saying free speech when they got in trouble. And those are two characteristics that Paul Guilfoyle's character also shares.
Yes, I was as I was rewatching the episode, it was just coming into my mind, even though I was born in 1990, I know about how the 80s were a decade of a big thing with violence in movies, TV, music. It's the decade where the MPAA ratings got all reshuffled. Mm-hmm. Maybe it happened in the early 90s, but I'm pretty sure this is when they started being like, we need to put parental advisory on music CDs and music records, just because of how NWA came up and everything. So it is very much about violence and sex.
Miami Vice was also a show that a lot of people thought of as being a bad influence, that Miami Vice did play up sex and did play up extreme violence and tried to make violence look cool. And this is a very meta episode because the bad guy is doing all the things that people accused Miami Vice of. There's a perversion to Crockett in this episode too, because he's going after this guy because he thinks that he made a snuff movie.
Crockett has a whole ton of issues brought up in this episode. Like I said, at the very beginning, you can tell he is against pornography. And we learn later in the episode specifically why that is. But also, as I was thinking, it was Crockett's kind of an old fashioned guy, even if he wears actual new fashion and clothes. But he is a guy from Southern Florida, I guess raised in the 50s and 60s. He was a college football star. He very much has some older sentimentalities, I would say.